106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So, I flew back to Pennsylvania to take care of my father. And he's not doing great, but we had a good time. And I was staying in a hotel because my dad, God bless him, when I got to his apartment, I've never seen his apartment. He moved there 4 years ago after he had a stroke, and I've never seen it. This is the first time I saw it, and it looked pretty much like I expected, and I did stay at a hotel. Well, I had to switch hotels, like leave the hotel and find another one because of what happened in the middle of the night. I check into the hotel right after my plane lands. And it was very late and I was starving. That's why I remember the fact that there was a Wendy's in the parking lot of this hotel. And I was devastated the Wendy's was closed because I was like, oh, like a mirage. Finally, I can get a square burger.
As God intended.
And then it was closed. I was like, ah, I'll get it in the morning. I wake up in the morning and I fling the window drapes open like I'm a king. And I see the Wendy's. And it's in tatters. What? Like a tornado rolled through or something like that. Like,
you sent me the pictures. That is what it looks like.
A truck in the middle of the night, tractor trailer, lost control, drove through it. The Wendy's, through it, and then didn't stop, crashed into my hotel. Not far from where my hotel room was. Now, I was not on the ground floor. I was one floor above it. But usually, you would think that something like that would wake you up. And I slept through it. I was so confused when I woke up and looked at the Wendy's. I said out loud to myself, that was a whole Wendy's last night, wasn't it? Having a whole conversation like, have I been asleep for years? Is this how the apocalypse starts? And I like staggered outside in my sleepy shorts and everything.
Oh my God.
And to see it, and there was all these people standing there. I didn't see an ambulance and I didn't see, so I don't think anybody was hurt.
No, it sounds like it happened like when nobody was there.
Yeah, but I think the driver was fine too.
Oh, I see.
I think the Wendy's slowed him down enough.
How was Wendy?
Not there.
Not well.
She was sleeping. Text truck, by the way, T-R-U-C-K to 909-1065 to see the pictures and video.
So Gavin sends me this picture of the Wendy's in tatters. And I don't know what he's sending me at first. It's like, oh, wow, they're taking down a Wendy's. That is wild. Pennsylvania, huh? And then he tells me the story. And the concern I have, you believe yourself to be the protector of your family.
Yeah.
Okay? You sleep with a knife next to your
bed. It's not a knife.
It's a screwdriver.
It's a screwdriver. Thank you, Kevin. A big, long screwdriver. Okay. I'll stab it right in your neck. Don't even try.
Well, unless you enter the home a little quieter than a big rig through a Wendy's. Because if you can manage to do that, you get to take them all. You get every member of his family, put them in a bag, take it like the Grinch.
That's actually a really good point. Unless you're going to invade my home and go, ah! Where are you at?
Okay, well,
I'm not waking up.
Shake you.
Right, that too.
Okay, you know what he blamed his ability to sleep through this on?
What?
The nod pod that he wears over his eyes to keep the dark out.
A nod pod made you sleep through this?
It's an eye mask. It's a weighted eye mask. You're powerless against it. It's like taking 15 Ambien. I sleep with a CPAP machine and a nod pod weighted eye mask.
Yeah.
I look like I'm preparing for re-entry into the solar system. And I am starting to rethink my lifestyle a little bit.
Sure.
That I sleep too deep.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Because if you're just joining us, I slept through a tractor trailer driving through a Wendy's and then smashing into my hotel right by my room. Again, you can see the pictures and the video by texting truck to 916-909-1065.
As a person with sleep problems who really struggles to stay asleep, fall asleep at night. I have to basically take a horse tranquilizer and still mama wakes up. I can't. You live a privileged life.